The only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. Some people will get it and some people won't.
Because if I just think, well, tomorrow I'm just going to coast and eat Twinkies and watch TV. Oh, hello, sadness, my old friend. Hello, depression. Because when you're not doing anything, you feel like shit. And that's just a part of being a human being. And we can pretend that we're something other than what we really are. And we can pretend, nah, me, man, I'm just cool, just chilling, doing nothing. Bullshit.
If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
I want to see that guy who immersed himself in fucking hell. And he thought about quitting and leaving and his wife and his kids. And why am I here? Is it worth it? All this crazy shit. And still said and found out a way to get through it. So basically, that's the bottom line of it all. We all want to read about how we can quickly get somewhere. That's why the 6-minute abs and all sorts of so powerful. You may get some results from it, but they're not permanent.
That's why losing in life is so important. Whether it's getting dumped, getting fired, losing a game, loss. Those feelings where things didn't work out your way, that's important because it lets you know this is the bad feeling that comes when it goes wrong and you improve, and then it makes the good feelings of victory all the better.
You have to suffer. You have to make that a tattoo on your brain so when that hard time comes again, you don't forget it.
Right now in life, your family is looking for that one guy right now. They're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
This is my life. In that restaurant, I quit my job, left my canister in that restaurant, my spray canister, got back in my Ecolab truck, and I went home. And I started working out like somebody. I became the most obsessed person on the planet Earth.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. You can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
Preparing to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Scheduling time to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Making a to-do list for the thing isn't doing the thing. Telling people you're going to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Messaging friends who may or may not be doing the thing isn't doing the thing. Writing a banger tweet about how you're going to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Hating on yourself for not doing the thing isn't doing the thing. Hating on other people who have done the thing isn't doing the thing. Hating on the obstacles in the way of you doing the thing isn't doing the thing. Fantasizing about all of the adoration you'll receive once you do the thing isn't doing the thing. Reading about how to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Reading about how other people did the thing isn't doing the thing. The only thing that is doing the thing is doing the thing.
What people understand is that they live for themselves, not knowing that you have the power within yourself to change millions of lives.
Yeah.
By facing life, by facing yourself.
Why pay the price? Why work this hard? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why try to do it all? Why try to see it all? Why try to have it all? Why do it? Why learn it? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why try to earn as much as you can earn, share as much as you can share, develop every skill you possibly can, see every human you possibly can, go to every class you possibly can, touch everybody you possibly can? Why do that much? Why go that far? Why share that much?
Scratch, friction, obstacles create growth. There's no friction when you're this far up in the game anymore.
Nothing is going to change unless you change what you're doing. Change the junk food that you're eating. Change the time that you wake up. Change what you do when you get out of bed. Change what you do with your time. You have to change some things or nothing will change. So make changes and start little. Get up a little bit earlier. Get a workout done. Doesn't have to be epic. Doesn't have to be epic.
Through hard work, you can outwork anybody. Mm-hmm. No matter how badass they are. But that's the part people don't want to dive into.
Yeah.
This society is too weak. And why? Because of all the technology which is available right now, so you don't need to use your body anymore. I always think about in the Stone Ages. Do you think somebody in the Stone Ages had depression? Yeah, or even a more modern variation, the Spartans. Do you think they had depression? You know, maybe you are laughing, but all of these groups, they are too busy with their body. They are too busy with activity to be depressed.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything. Mm.
Trees don't hang around with the grass, even though they all started from the same place.
Spend so much time on self-improvement that you have no time to criticize others.
Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Don't make excuses. Now, some of the best athletes, or the greatest athletes in the world, do things when they're uncomfortable. It's the best people who can overcome when they're tired, sore.
Just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action.
I had to stop thinking normal. I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre.
It's always you versus you. If you compete, if you're competing against other people, you know what I mean? Competing against others, and you're going to become bitter. Eventually, you'll become bitter. But if you compete against yourself, you'll become better. You know what I mean?
Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
You are not ready.
I know.
Like everyone else, you want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose. To accept defeat, to learn to die, is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
Really want to avoid all the critics in your life, then do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing, and you'll never get their attention. But if you are something and you're doing something and you become something, guess what? You get their attention, and that pisses them off because they can never be what you are now. So the only thing they can do to make themselves feel good is try to bring you the f*** down.
The hardest thing is to keep going, but we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on. And I would imagine for so many people out there, that is probably the most difficult thing.
Learning is the beginning of wealth. Learning is the beginning of life change. Some people want to start with motivation, but you don't start with motivation. But here's the best motivation we've got going. The proof of our success.
Focus and fail fast. Focus and fail fast. Learn quickly, try something new.
If you make yourself more than just a man, if you devote yourself to an ideal, and if they can't stop you, then you become something else entirely.
Which is
a legend.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose. Now, you wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. Now, it doesn't matter what you are. You're a basketball player, a hockey player, a golf player, a painter, right? It doesn't matter.
Right.
You try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
A quote that has helped me immeasurably over the last few years. It's something that hit me, and it knocked me for six. And it's so simple. And it's from a book called The Horse, the Boy, the Fox, and the Mole. And it's basically an illustration book. And one of my favorite quotes out of the whole book is, a boy and a horse are in the woods. And the boy says to the horse, "I can't see a way through."
And the horse says, can you see your next step? And a boy says, yeah. And a horse says, then just take that.
Wow.
And it hit me.
Yeah.
All of the time, we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey it is, and we feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Instead of that, just go, right, I'm not going to worry about that, because that will come. With each step, you will get closer to that. So I don't need to worry about how far away it is. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
Go for it, guys. You got to say, you know what? This comfort zone I'm in is a f***ing danger zone. It's a danger zone because what is it doing? It's stopping you from your true potential. It's comfortable. I don't want to step out here because I don't know that area. Don't let anyone say you can't do something. Don't let your mind say, oh, I can't do it anymore, to your body. You can. You just got to push past it. At the end of my life, my tombstone, one thing it'll have on it, no f***ing regrets. And that's a good life, man. But I'm going to give it a shot. They have us some support. They get behind you, you know, and then you go for it. And you, bam, you overcome that step. The next step's even bigger and bigger. Next stop, then you're on top of the mountain, man. You ain't got one life. Why not go for it, right?
Isn't it about time you become that person you knew you always could be? How do you do that? You break the mold, guys. You get the out of bed when it's cold, when it's early. You do something away from the normality of what you've been doing. That's psychotic behavior. Doing the same thing, expecting a different result, doesn't work that way. You must switch up the mainframe. Switch it up if you want a different result, man. Why not try it, man? Shock the system. Start with an earthquake, man. What I mean by that is, yeah, get up at 4 in the morning one day. Just one day. And go for a run. Commit to one day. And see how you feel as you're jogging it back in around 5 or something, as your neighbors are still asleep. Or as you're jogging it back in at 6 o'clock, and your neighbor's just getting up, grabbing the coffee, looking outside, wondering, you know, what the day's going to hold for them. Well, your day's already provided something for you.
In any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby. There was this. There was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this. And let's engage in this. And I just don't. I can't do it. I just don't. People are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
One of my friends, Alex, has got this quote, which I love. And he says, the heaviest things in life aren't iron and gold, but unmade decisions.
What most people do is they back away from adversity. But if you want to see if you're a brave person.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work, then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me.
Thoughts aren't true. Feelings don't require actions. Things aren't good or bad, they just are. Our greatest enemy is ignorance. To change your life, change your surroundings. Our actions, not our pasts, define who we are.
I think what makes life more difficult for people is the judgment they have on themselves about what they believe they're supposed to do or supposed to have achieved.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. It doesn't matter where you come from, the sewer, or wherever you think you're from, nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
It's the what if I can pull off a miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be?
There's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions. So to me, what failure is the mother of all success. If it wasn't for Michael Jordan getting cut from his ninth grade basketball team, he wouldn't have became Michael Jordan. I seen an article the other day where they were talking about Oprah Winfrey and how she got fired because she wasn't good for television. Walt Disney, who got fired, if I'm not mistaken, from a newspaper saying he had no imagination. You gotta take those losses, you gotta take those hits. There's gotta be the valleys, the peaks, the ups, the downs.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
Being a winner is a curse. It doesn't matter how much you've won before. You're not a winner until you win again. Let's go. And again. And again. Nothing is enough. No one understands. And you never want it to stop.
You gotta put your past behind you. Look, kid, bad things happen, and you can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Wrong! When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world.
If you want to be good, you really don't have a lot of choices because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals.
I think a hopeful message that anyone who's in that hard period or in that start period is that it won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that the dragons are going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back. And you have so many more allies. You have people in the stands cheering for you. You have the audience. You have all of these other things that are behind you.
If you decide to go for the goal in your life, you're going to get knocked down over and over and over and over again. Every single week, you're going to have heartaches and disappointments and frustrations and setbacks and obstacles. But without those obstacles, no success is possible.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. No matter what it is. Many times you say to yourself, I gotta lose weight, I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night, and the next day you get mad at yourself. Well, what do you want? What do you want? You got to change something.
I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
The world belongs to optimists, because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will. 99% right and 100% wrong. So like, they're right 99% of the time, but they're wrong 100%, because the only thing that matters is the big one at the end. Like, your family and friends will say that every girl that you ever date is not good enough, except for the one time you find the girl that you're actually going to marry. And then it doesn't matter, or like, this won't last, or like, this business idea, it's not going to work. And you might have 9 failures. My first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9, as in the first one spent time, failed,
Second one, this one will be different. Failed. Third one, this is the one. And then six more after that. It's painful as shit because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so, and they're right. Today. But not forever.
If you're not falling on your face over and over again, if you're not trembling when you go to sleep with your heart pounding, if then what is happening is you're not trying hard enough. You're living too far within your potential. That all really successful people live on the outside edge of what they're capable of. And it's always a little bit scary on the outside edge because we all have feelings of uncertainty. We all have fears. We all have doubts that hold us back. But the brave person is simply the person who moves forward and keeps taking the chance. And you cannot imagine a successful person without courage. You cannot imagine a successful person without the courage to face and confront their fears and to move forward.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. People struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else and that's not where you want to be.
Successful people see opportunity in every failure. Normal people see failure in every opportunity. Both are right. Only one gets rich.
Yeah, people don't know how to manage their emotions. I think the more, at least for me, the more I've tried to create space between how I feel and what I do, the more consistent my outcomes have been.